Shining hair. That's what every girl wants. And that's the way your hair will be when you use Fitch's new cream shampoo. Fitch's cream shampoo leaves your hair dreamy soft like moonlight, shining like bright starlight. That's because this marvelous new shampoo is made with two beneficial beauty aids, lanolin and olive oil. Lanolin is used to soften the hair, to give it a brand new look. Olive oil is used to bring out sparkling highlights, to leave your hair gleaming and lustrous. And girls, you'll find Fitch's cream shampoo delightfully easy to use. Just a small dab whips into heaps of lather to thoroughly cleanse your hair and scalp. Then to rinse, just a swish of plain water and every bubble of suds is gone. Your hair is softer, shinier than ever before. Looks as though it had been brushed and brushed and brushed. Fitch's new cream shampoo is thrifty, too. Compare the size of the jar, compare its low cost, and buy it at drug or toilet goods counters. That's Fitch's cream shampoo, made with lanolin and olive oil for softer, shinier hair.
The F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Robert North, Walter Scharf and his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Like most fathers, Phil Harris loves to spend his spare time playing with his children. As we look into the Harris home, we find Phil, Phyllis, and little Alice in the living room playing with a new dart set he just bought for the children.
Now, kids, you have to be careful with this set. And look, I never want you to play with it unless I'm around. But gee whiz, it's a great kid's game, and you two can have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, goody, I'll go first.
I want to go first.
No, I'll go first.
Now, please, girls, please, you shouldn't argue over who goes first. It ain't important, and it ain't polite. And besides, I paid for it, so I'll go first.
But, Daddy, when is it my turn?
Later, Phyllis, later. Now, look, I have to show you kids how to do this. You know, throwing darts requires skill. Now, watch me hit that target. Now, you see, I draw my arm back like this, snap my wrist, and... Is it a bullseye?
If you were aiming for the piano, yes.
Piano? Oh, gee, I forgot to allow for wind drift. Hey, watch this one.
When is it my turn, Dad?
Later, Phyllis, later. Now, I want to hit that target first. This time, I'll take careful aim and... What happened, Phyllis?
You broke Mommy's favorite vase.
Oh, who asked you?
Children! Children, what was that?
Here, take the darts, Phyllis. It's your turn now.
What happened in here? Oh, who broke my beautiful vase? Phyllis, you did it.
No, I didn't, Mommy.
Well, then what are you doing with those darts in your hand?
Daddy planted them on me.
What?
He's trying to frame me.
Phyllis, where did you ever hear that kind of talk?
Daddy was reading us the Dick Tracy comics.
Phil, did you break that vase?
Well, I was trying with friends, and I prayed with Fraun, and with friends, and Fraun.
Phyllis. Phyllis, what did Mumble say?
He said he did it.
That ain't what I said. Hey, Alice, I'm sorry. It was an accident, that's all.
Oh, Phil, you're impossible. You should know better than to play darts in the living room.
So I made one little mistake, and I said I'm sorry. What else do you want me to say?
Good morning, Philip.
There must be something I can slip into his cornflakes.
Hello, Alice. Children. I just dropped in to... Oh, goodness. Who broke the vase?
Now, wouldn't you just know he'd pronounce it that way? If it's any of your business, Willie, I broke it with a dart.
You were playing with darts in the living room? Oh, Philip, how can you be so stupid? You have the IQ of a 2-year-old.
With an IQ like that, I got a right to be stupid.
Well, don't argue. I'm glad you dropped in, William. I'd like your advice on something.
Yes, what is it, dear?
Well, the children are getting older, and they're reaching the destructive age. We need some place where they can play.
Why don't you send them over to that nursery playground down the street?
Oh, I tried that, but Phil's too old and they won't let him in. What I'd like to do is build a playroom for the children over the garage. What do you think of the idea, William?
As your financial advisor, I'm against it. Right now. Perhaps next spring.
Oh, but... Gee, I sort of had my heart set on doing it right away.
Well, if you got your heart set on doing it right away, honey, we're going to do it. After all, it's our money and it's for our kids and we'll build a playroom.
Philip, don't forget, I'm handling the money for you people and I forbid it. I'm definitely not in favor of...
Get lost, Eyeshade. Get lost. Go climb up on a high stool and figure up something. Break something down. We're going to build a playroom.
Philip, do you realize how much it would cost? First, you have to hire an architect, then a contractor.
That ain't necessary. I'll draw the plans myself, and I'll supervise the job.
Oh, no. I can't think of anything worse.
Say, I might even build it myself.
Phil thought of something worse. I'm not going to let you build
it. All right, honey. All right, so I won't build it. But let's have it built. Don't listen to him, and we can get it done right away.
Okay, Phil, we'll do it.
Now, good. Now, the first thing we got to do is to get a building permit. Come on, Alice. We'll go down to City Hall, and we'll get one right now.
But, Phil, I have to be at the hairdresser's in an hour.
Well, we'll get the permit first, and then you can go get your hair done.
Okay. Phil, you know, I'm glad you insisted on having this done immediately.
Certainly. I'm a man of action, honey. I get it done right now. Right now. Trouble with you is you just don't appreciate me.
Oh, I appreciate you more than you know.
Then you ain't sorry that you married me?
Of course I ain't. Being married to you, Phil, is... Well, it's... Wonderful, marvelous, you should care for me. Awful night, paradise, what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful,
it's wonderful,
marvelous, that you should care for me.
Wonderful, what's more, it's marvelous. Someone like you should care for me the way you care for me.
Oh, it's awful nice, paradise, what I love to see.
It looks like heaven, my dear,
it's four-leaf clover time. From now on, my heart's working overtime. Oh, it's
wonderful,
marvelous,
sweet and creamy,
that you should care for me. It's so big. I hope it won't take too much time to get the permit, Phil. I have to be at the hairdresser soon.
Oh, honey, it won't take more than 2 minutes. They're very efficient here. Let's see. Wait a minute. There are a lot of departments, though. Hey, I wonder which one gives the permits.
Ask that old man there, Phil. Maybe he knows.
Okay. Pardon me, Pops. We're strangers here. Maybe you can help us.
Well, I ought to be able to, son. I've been around here since 1929.
Do you work here?
Nope. Been trying to get a building permit.
You can hear that, that long trying to get a building permit?
Yep, ain't set foot outside this building.
Well, ain't you anxious to get outside and see things?
What's there to see? I hear they're wearing them long this year.
Well, look, Pops, if you've been trying to get a building permit, at least you can tell us which window I got to go to get one.
Oh, yes. First you go to window 4, they send you to window 8. From there you go to window 2, then to window 5, then to window 7. Finally, they send you to window 9. That's where they have the permit.
Oh, well, that makes it easy for me. I'll go to window 9 first.
They won't let you do it that way, Sean.
If it's that much trouble, let's come back some other time.
No, come on. Let's try number 9. This looks like the right place. Hey, the sign says licenses and permits.
All right, but let's hurry up, huh?
Oh, it's not going to take long. Not the way I'm going to handle it, honey. Pardon me, miss. We're
I
here to...
I presume you two wish to indulge in matrimony.
Phil, she thinks we want a marriage license.
My, you two make such a lovely couple. Gee, you're pretty.
Thanks.
I'm talking to her. Gee, miss, you're the most beautiful girl I ever seen. Tell me, how come you're marrying this schmo?
Well, you know, things are bad all over. Getting a husband is like buying a used car. You take what you can get now and trade it in later for something better.
Look, miss, we ain't here to get married.
Why not?
Because we're already married.
Sounds like a convention of Brooklyn bartenders. With a ham hock. Look, lady. You're under the wrong impression. See, we don't want a marriage license. We want a building permit.
What are you going to build?
A playroom over the garage.
Oh, well, for that you'll have to go to the playroom over the garage window.
Look, honey, just give us a building permit, any kind.
Very well. But first there were some questions. What's your name?
Phil Harris.
Can you prove it?
Can I... Look at these golden locks, honey. Just look at this wavy hair. And not only that, I have my birth certificate with me.
Those things can be forged, you know.
Oh, honey, this is ridiculous.
Well, if you don't like the way I'm handling it, you can go see the supervisor, Mr. Johnson.
Well, that's what I'll do. I'll see the supervisor. Where is he?
He's in Washington. He's being investigated. Why don't you go to window 24? Maybe Mr. Marshall can help you.
All right. Come on, Alice. Let's go to window 24.
Oh, but, Phil, I have to get to the hairdresser. With all this red tape you have to go through, this will take all day.
They ain't got no red tape around here. It's easy if you know what you're doing. Now, come on, honey.
How you doing, Sean?
Oh, hello, Pops. Oh, not too bad. I have to go to window 24.
Oh, yes. If I remember, that's the one where they give you a white card. After that, you have to go to window 16. They give you a red card.
And the red card gives me permission to build.
No, it gives you permission to fill out the white card.
Oh, look, Phil, I have to leave. You get the permit and I'll see you at home.
Okay, honey, I'll get it. So long.
Bye. Whoops, I almost fell.
What happened?
I tripped over some of that red tape they ain't got none of around here.
Oh, don't be sarcastic. Go on home. Hey, Pops, thanks for your help. I'm going over and get a red card so I can fill out a white one.
Yeah, it won't do you no good to fill out a red card.
Why not?
They're all out of white cards. Yeah, they ain't expecting any till next week. But that'll give you a chance to go up to the 10th floor. You can't get a white card until you go up the 10th floor, anyway.
The 10th floor? What do I have to go up there for?
Blood test.
So long, Fox. Oh, gee, this is ridiculous. All you have to go through. I'd forget the whole thing if it weren't for Alice. But gee whiz, there must be somebody around here who can help me.
Hiya, Curly.
Oh, hello, Frankie. Hey, what are you doing here in the City Hall?
I just mailed a package over in the post office. It's a wedding present I sent to somebody.
Who's getting married?
Princess Elizabeth.
Wow. Wait a minute, Frankie. Why are you sending Princess Elizabeth a present?
I have to. Liz will be expecting something from me. After all, when I was stationed in England during the war, me and the royal family got quite chummy. They thought a lot of me.
They did, huh?
Yeah. In fact, when I sailed back to the States, they all come down to the dock. The king brought fruit and candy. The queen brought books and magazines. And the princesses brought handkerchiefs.
Really?
Yeah. It's a very touching sight. As the boat pulled out, there they stood on the dock, eating, reading, and waving goodbye.
Why do I keep giving you these leads?
Hey, Charlie, I met Alice outside. She told me you're in here trying to get a building permit. What do you want it for?
We want to build a room over the garage.
What for?
So President Truman and his wife will have a place to stay when they come to see us on weekends.
What are you giving me? The president wouldn't come to your place.
Look, if you can have the royal family on the dock, I can have the Trumans for the weekend. Believe me. Now, if you must know, I was planning on building a playroom for the kids so they'll have a place to play indoors when it's raining.
You're a good man, Harris.
But at the rate I'm going now, it's going to take a year to build it.
Curly, how would you like to have that room built by tonight?
Tonight? Are you crazy or something?
No. You heard of those ready-made houses, the ones that come in sections, all you have to do is put it together?
Oh, you mean one of them prevaricated houses.
That's them. And they sell them down the street. We'll buy one, and if I help you, we can have the thing up in about 3 hours.
3 hours? Gee whiz, if I could have that thing up by the time Alice got home and surprised her.
Sure.
Oh. Hey, but wait a minute. I still have to get a building permit first.
What for? You're not building anything, Curly. This thing's already built. All you got to do is stick it together. What you need is a stick-it-together permit.
Hey, Frankie, let's do it. We'll go over and buy one of those rooms, rent a trailer, and then take it right out to the house, huh?
Well, that's the last exit, Curly. Everything's off the trailer.
Well, it's about time. It took us over an hour to unload all of that stuff. I don't know why I let you talk me into getting anything this elaborate. All I wanted was a little playroom.
It ain't elaborate. Now stop beefing and give me a hand with this bathtub. This ain't going to be just a dingy playroom. It'll have showers, dressing rooms, kitchen.
I know what it's got. I know what it's got. Now let's get started and put this thing together.
Okay, yeah. Curly, I've been looking at the instruction book, and it sounds awful complicated.
Nonsense. All you need is common sense to follow those instructions. It's a cinch.
Yeah.
You read the instructions to me, and then I'll start putting it together. That's all. Yeah. Now, what's the first step?
Step one, flooring. The flooring shall be 1x6, number 2 girders, size to uniform thickness of not less than 3/4 inch, overlapping exterior siding of number 4 galvanized piping with ship lap joint as indicated, and of not less than 11/16 thickness.
What's the second step?
Let me see. Mud sills and pier caps shall be applied vertically over type B or type 002 metal. Step three.
Let me have that book.
Yeah.
Oh, Frankie, you've been looking at the wrong page. It tells you right here how to start. It says, first fit the floor joist to the specified dimensions. That's very simple. Hand me a dimension.
You want a round dimension or a square? Hey, Curly, maybe we ought to forget this.
No, no, I'm going through with it now. Hand me that hammer and some nails and we'll get this floor down.
All right.
Hey, just wait till Alice and the kids see what I'm doing for them. Gee whiz, they're going to be tickled. You know something, Frankie? I get a kick out of this sort of thing. It's a lot of fun nailing and working around. You know, it takes my mind off of things. Because I'm full of fun and fancy free. That's the way I want to be. I don't let my troubles trouble me.
I'm fancy free and full of fun. I got no time to worry none. I'm too busy singing in the sun. If you should have a chronic ache, those pills won't help you strong. The only tonic you should take is a teaspoonful of song. So if you'd really like to be happy, lucky, just like me, round your frowns, my friend, and you will see that you'll be full of fun and fancy free.
Be full of fun and fancy free.
The way I want to be, I'm all on brother, worry me.
He's fancy free and full of fun.
Got no time to worry none. I'm too busy singing in the sun. If you should have a chronic ache, those pills won't make you strong. The only tonic you should take is a teaspoonful of song. So if you'd really like to be happy, lucky, just like me, drown your frowns, my friend, and you will see.
You will see
that you'll be full of fun and fancy free. You'll be full of fun. You'll be full of fun and fancy free.
Hiya, Mr. Harris.
Oh, hello, Julius.
Did you just hit yourself with that hammer?
No, why?
I was just passing by and I heard you yelling like you was in pain.
Yelling? You should get paid what I get paid for that kind of yelling. You know, somehow I think you're right. We ought to stick to building houses. What's the matter, kid? I was singing. Don't you like my voice?
Oh, but death. When you sing, your voice does something to me. I get a peculiar feeling in our lump forms right here.
In your heart?
No.
In your throat?
You're going in the wrong direction. Hey, what are you two guys doing?
If it's any of your business, we're building a room.
This I gotta see.
What are you laughing at? We're building a playroom. It'll be the best one you ever saw.
Yeah, it's gonna have pink walls and lace curtains and a special place for dolls and a tea table and everything.
Yeah.
The Rover boys built themselves a nicery.
It ain't for us. And shut up. Run along, Junior, so we can get this thing finished.
Well, you two working on it, I don't think you'll ever get us finished.
You know, Curly, I hate to admit it, but I think the kid's right. We've been working on it for 2 hours. All we got up is the door. Only reason that's up is because I'm holding it.
Mr. Harris, these prefab jobs are very easy to put up. All you have to do is slide those four wall sections into the grooves in the floor.
Look, kid, stop it. We don't need your help. Beat it. Get lost. Go back to market and water your Brussels sprouts.
All right, I'm going. But all you have to do is slide those four wall sections into the grooves in the flooring.
Oh, get out of here.
A nerve of that kid trying to tell us how to build this.
Yeah, the little wise guy with these stupid suggestions. Now, let's get back to work and do it our way.
Okay, Curly. What do we do first?
Hand me those wall sections so I can slip them into the grooves in the flooring. Well, Frankie, that was the last nail.
Yeah.
She's all finished, boy. Hey, and just in time because Alice will be home any minute. Gee whiz. Looks great, doesn't it?
I wouldn't go that far, Curly. I think we did something wrong. The shape of the room is a little peculiar.
Why? Just because it's a little narrow at the top, it sags in the middle and gets wide at the bottom doesn't mean it's got a peculiar shape.
You know something, Curly?
What?
It looks like a blind date I once had in Pomona. Curly, I think we forgot something.
Nah. No. No. We did a job here that any carpenter'd be proud of. Gee whiz, Frankie, I bet it looks wonderful on the inside.
Let's go in and see.
Okay. Give me a boost so I can reach the doorknob.
I got a better idea. Let's get down on our hands and knees and crawl in through the window. It's easier.
Okay. You know something, Frankie? This don't seem right somehow.
Nah. Hey, Curly, it don't look too bad on the inside here.
Certainly nice and big. I think it looks great on the inside. It's unusual looking. It's different.
It sure is. It's the first square room I ever seen with five walls.
Say, I wonder where the extra wall came from.
What difference? What I like about this room is it's so bright with the sun streaming in.
Yeah, don't you think it's a little too bright? Hey, Frankie.
What?
That extra wall was supposed to be the roof.
We'll put a roof on later. You know, I'm proud of the way we built this. We put the plumbing in and everything.
Yeah, but are you sure we put the plumbing in right?
Why?
Well, aren't the pipes supposed to be under the floor?
So what? You never see them when we get the rug down. Curly, are you sure we didn't forget something? Hey, isn't that Alice's car coming up the driveway?
Yeah. Oh, boy, is she going to be surprised when she sees this playroom. Hey, let's go out and meet her,
okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Right. Hey, hiya, honey. Glad you finally got home because I just can't wait.
What on earth is that ridiculous-looking object?
That's Frankie.
No, I mean the other one. What is it?
It's a playroom, and it's got a bath, and it's got a kitchenette. Gee, honey, it's got everything.
Yeah, and I think you're being very unkind, Alice. Curly and me worked hard to build this. It took teamwork. It was a combination of Curly's brawn and my brain.
There's a losing parlay if I ever heard one. That's the silliest looking thing I've ever seen.
Well, it may not look good on the outside, but it's beautiful on the inside. Hey, go on in and take a look, honey. Here, I'll give you a boost up to the door.
Oh, this is going to be very handy for the children. All right, I'll go in and look around.
Now step down. Well, don't just stand there, Alice. Go in and look around.
I will, as soon as I get out of this bathtub. Bill, what are all these pipes doing all over the floor?
Well, they're the water pipes leading to the shower. Go on, try the shower. Turn the water on. Just see how it works.
This should be good. Well, here it goes.
Yeah, it's working out. Yeah. Hey, there you are, Alice. I bet you thought it wasn't going to work.
Yeah,
huh?
That shower's working like a charm. Look at the way the water shoots up.
The water's supposed to come down.
Be patient. It'll come down eventually. One of them modernistic things. Look, honey, I'll admit we made a few mistakes, but it's well built and it's as solid as a rock of Gibraltar.
You said it, Curly. When we build something, we build it right. You couldn't budge this.
Fellas, now that you got it all built so solidly, there's just one silly little question I'd like to ask.
What's that?
Yeah, what?
How are you going to get it out of the driveway and up on top of the garage?
That's what we forgot.
According to a recent survey by Cosmopolitan magazine, 61% of those interviewed said their number one hair problem is dandruff. But you can lick this problem by using Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly each week. When you see how completely Fitch Shampoo removes dandruff with the first application, you'll be sure neither unsightly nor unseen dandruff is spoiling your personal appearance. Yes, folks, be free of all dandruff with Fitch Shampoo. For Fitch is the only shampoo whose guarantee to remove dandruff with the first application is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms. It's easy to use, leaves your scalp tingling with that grand clean feeling. At drug counters, at beauty and barber shops, ask for economical Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H. And now here's Phil Harris with the names of the car winners in our final Fitch contest, which ended November 1st.
Hi, everybody. The Fraser Manhattan sedan was won by Mrs. Elsie Mallow, 1108 Lenox Road, Brooklyn, New York. The Kaiser sedan was won by Mrs. Morris McGowan, 406 Park Circle, Miami, Oklahoma. Other prize winners notified by mail, and congratulations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.